Wednesday night, or L'chasal of Kislev for Halacha, and Chavis of Lodos. So we know that Chanukah menorah, there's a very unusual aspect of the mitzvah. They're masakin to light the menorah in shul. And it's really not being motzi anybody. It really is either personas, from where really, another, if you can call it a minhag, but it certainly became a certain style to light the menorah as public gatherings on Hanukkah. Certainly no bracha should be made at those gatherings. I don't know if the babichers make a bracha when they light outside. I don't know. In shul, there's a takana and we make a bracha. It's really strange that we make this bracha, but that's the way they, apparently that was part of the takana, to be noyig like that. It has a little reminiscent of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, since the Beis Knesset is the Beis HaMikdash Ma'at. So we light there. And certainly the person lighting in shul has to light at home. There's always a problem with Shechiyanu the first night. There's always two ways it could happen. He could have lit at home first, and then he's in shul lighting. That's more clear that you make the Shechiyanu again. But the other way is not as clear. If you light in shul and then you go home, but the Ram, I don't know if I forgot what we said. Yes, Shechiyanu. Yes, that's right. Rav Moshe ends up saying you say the Shechiyanu again at home, even though you say the Shechiyanu in shul. If you lit in the shul first and then you go home. But that's more Mishnah. That's what Rav Moshe and others say. Yes, Shechiyanu. The time to light is also a little strange. It's like before Shkia, like the ideal time is between Mincha and Ma'ariv. If there's a mincha in shul and there's a ma'ariv, so you light between mincha and ma'ariv. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't know about here in this shul, I'm never here, but certainly when I lived on Saratskin, they take a lit at mincha before Aleinu. What? If there's no mincha necessarily,
we make it earlier.
We make the mincha earlier. So we light before Meir. That's the first Meir. There's an early Meir.
Yeah, it's other.
Yeah, so, well, you can light before Meir. There's no Samud Mincha Meir. I think the mincha to light after Mincha is probably when there was Mincha Meir and people rushing home after Meir to light the menorah. So they said light after Mincha. But if they're not Samud, where people are going home after Mincha to light, then already light before Ma'ariv. And if there's one minyan you light then, and maybe the light will still be on. I don't know, do we make another bracha for later minyanim? We do. Maybe we should. We should stop doing that, maybe. It's not clear. It's not clear. It's a shaila. But not if it's burning still.
No, it's out.
If it's out, we relight with a bracha for the second Ma'ariv. Maybe we should stop that. Stop making the bracha, maybe. I have to look into that more. By the later Myrus. It should burn a half hour, even though this has no pshat, really, the half hour, but that's the amount of time it should burn. But then you have a problem with Motzei Shabbos, you want to go home, and if you're afraid to leave it there, that is a problem. Okay, let me just give a Maram Mokum here, that he says without a bracha. That's the Maram Mokum for the later Myrus. It's from a very late Achron, so I have to look into it more. Whether or not you make a bracha to later Myrus. I think, yeah, but there's never a connection between the Myrus. If a shul has a lot of Myrus, it's always different people, right? It's always, there's a turnover. Okay, I have to look into it. If you make a bracha to later Myrus. Okay, hold on. Let me just jot that down. Okay. Now we're doing Shai Cheshbon HaNefesh, the 30 Cheshbonos, and we're up to number 3. Number 3 is to be thankful for Seichel, to be thankful for the ability to think, to reason. This goes beyond, number 1 is just for existing, even though it includes, I said, everything. Doimim Tzumeach, Chaim Adaber, a yid, everything else. Number two is that the body is put together, really includes all the birchos hashachar. And number three is the ability to reason and to think. That's number three. Cheshbon Adam im Nafsho, Bistaklu Begodel Tovos Elokim Alov, B'meshahol Ilom and Haseichel V'hahakora. And he adds, really, Imharbe Midos Tovos, I guess civilized behavior. Like what comes naturally, hopefully, to people, the chamudos and ichbados, yeshlo bohem yisun alachayim sheinim medabrim. So that's the hadgasha here, is the quality over chai, to medaber. Seichel and midos tovos, he calls it. Kamashu kosuv and iyod, malfeinu mibamol sa'oret, u meyofa shemayim yichakmenu. V'yachshov, and you think, oh, he's a lovus, really. Most of the cheshbonos, he makes up stories for you to think about and imagine. Imagine this, imagine that. So imagine here, he says, ilu ha'yorim and ha'seichel v'ha'kara, if a person is in a coma, you know, or a person, chas v'shalom, you know, with Alzheimer's, you know, someone that doesn't have, and someone cures him. V'ho'ilu bohem adam kamohu. So he can yes from Mashu Bo, Mashaya Bo, and he sees what was and what is. Could he ever thank him enough? Try to imagine this, that scenario. That's what he likes to do. And imagine if you're sitting there without Seichel, you have Alzheimer's, you know, and someone cures you, and then you remember what it was like then. Or even if a stroke, and a coma, and you can't. Your mind is not working, or even just paralysis, you know, and then it cures you, and then you realize that, and you think what was before and what is now. You would not be able to stop thanking the person. A completely different existence, completely different life. So in all of the cheshbon so far, he did that. He made up a story, and he says, just don't say, oh, I'm thankful. You really have to feel that thankfulness. And if you imagine, and you're able to imagine a person, that's what this cheshbon is all about. You have the koyach of imagination. You're able to picture and paint a scenario which is real in your mind, then you would just be so overflowing with thanks. Koshkin Akvarius Barach. And she ain't case of those of Alena will tachlis no end lachasod of Imanu. Mashakos of Rabbos Asiso at Hashem alokai, Nifla Osecho, Machso Secho, Elenu, Ein Aroch, Elecho, Agida Vadamero, Atzmumi Saper. So that is number three. The first three, Cheshbonos HaNefesh, thankfulness, gratitude to Hashem for things, not small things, major things, but they're each in itself, each one in itself is a major, major realization and a reason to be overflowing with gratitude and to be ready to do Hashem's will in any which way. Because the Chag of the Rebbe is, like you saw, even the whole Sefer. Yeah. Doing this now.